As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bob, pizza by Slice on Broadway is absolutely incrinculent. So was the salad I had with the pizza. You had the Sicilian pizza. Is that what we would call that? The thick square one?
The thick ones are very interesting. I think they're a little bit too thick for me, but...
What a man you've become, Bob.
Just to try it. I haven't had one of those. My grandmother used to make those things. And, man, she made them great.
So good. Did you partake, Limits?
Oh, I did. I had a piece of cheese and I had a pepperoni slice. Incredible. It's one of my favorite parts of the week.
Me too. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Bob, we had a prominent play-by-play voice, one that, you know, if I say his name, we can all conjure his voice, passed away at the age of 80 yesterday, and that was Mike Patrick. Did you ever run across him?
I have done that. Really outstanding guy that I've met a few times. I always admired his work. I can't believe he's 80, though. That when I saw that, I was like, yeah. For me, I still think of him much younger than that. But yes, he made tremendous job with his play-by-play over the years, and it was very distinctive. He had some great calls in college football.
Yeah, he did. I can just Limits, are you of an age? I can just hear his voice on college football. He worked with Paul McGuire.
Yes.
He worked with Dick Vitale. He worked with Jay Billis. I got a text yesterday that Mike Patrick was on the call for one of the most famous games in Pittsburgh sports history, 13-9.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that was a big one. But he always got the big assignments too, which is great. And he did a wonderful job with it. And that, again, speaking of voices and what it means, if you hear a voice, you can often know who it is without seeing the person.
Right.
Conversely, I've always been in it. Do you ever hear a voice and you don't know who it is and you think how that person would look and then you're wrong?
Yeah.
But he was great.
He was a pro. Is what he was. And just, again, one of those familiar voices. And when it's a local guy, it's almost like they're a part of your family. You know, like when Mike Lang passed away, and I think of people back in Buffalo that I grew up listening to, they're literally in your living room, right? Especially the way it used to be when families were in living rooms together watching sporting events. That voice was a family member. You know what I mean, Bob? Who were some of yours growing up? Bob Prince or?
Prince was, yeah, one of them. And, you know.
Myron Cope?
Myron Cope was also. But the cool thing about that, and I know you've had this opportunity too, when you meet them and get to know them beyond the voice and beyond that, you have, you know, one idea of what they're like, and then you meet them and you gain even more respect for them. And that's how I felt both about Bob Prince and Myron Cope. Bob actually did some work at KDK, so he was in our office quite a bit. And it was fun. We had a chance to play golf with him.
Really?
Yeah. And he cheated, but he didn't keep it secret. He knew that he was going to cheat, and you had to deal with it. As on the golf course. It was funny to play.
That's cool that you had those experiences.
Jack Fleming, got to know him a little bit. Bill Hillgrove, of course, over the years, has become a mentor type. And just all these people you get to know, and it's awesome.
That's cool. Meanwhile, Teresa Varley from the Steelers tweets out, who's going to be announcing their picks starting Thursday. We've heard Steelers legends, you know, throughout the years go up to that podium and announce the pick. As I mentioned, I think it was Franco who called Kenny Pickett's name, if I'm remembering mm-hmm. correctly. This year, according to Teresa, who's announcing the picks? Lynn Swann and Brett Kiesel. How about that, Bob?
Two good choices.
I'll say.
Now, I wonder if a wide receiver will be available when Lynn Swann makes the pick. That would seem to be the right way to go, but I don't know. Does it say what rounds they're doing it?
No. It just said those two will be among those announcing.
Among those will be others.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Brett Kiesel says it's a great honor to make a pick for the Steelers. My team. I love that team. He's a good guy, and I imagine, yeah, have you done events with him? You've spent time with Brett over the years, yes?
One of the best. And just outgoing, pleasant to everyone. He's got that beard that he made a lot of money on for a children's hospital. And he has his mind and his heart in the right place. He's very, you know, driven to help community events, whatever they may be.
Yeah.
He's always been like that.
And he's not afraid of exotic animals.
No. And he's another guy who overcame a lot of odds. What was he, a seventh round pick?
Yes.
I mean, that's not easy. He and Chris Hoke both, you know, overcoming it to having long double-digit careers.
Unbelievable athlete. What is he, 6'7"? How big is Brett Kiesel? Can you look that up? Is he 6'9"? I don't know what he is.
He's 6'6", in that range.
He used to be, he started out special teams just like Hines did. And he ain't slow, I can tell you that. He's an athlete.
He's 6'5", but he looks like he's 6'7".
Yeah, he does. And I saw him on the basketball court as well, going against Mike White and the people from North Hills one day, Bob. And he was really good. Now, of course, they had some guy on the other team. It used to be, you know, when the Steelers had a basketball team.
Yeah, those
they
used
would
to
travel
be big
around.
They would go to all these different high schools.
Right. Some of these guys they'd show up with goggles and knee pads ready to take charges. And I remember Kiesel telling one guy, you know, dial it back a little here, buddy.
Yeah, it's a friendly game. You don't want to take out a civics teacher.
Can you? Well, no. It was the civics teacher who was endangering the Steelers by taking charges and doing all that kind of stuff. I don't know if it was a civics teacher.
So, but a teacher would take a charge on Brett Kiesel coming down the lane.
Well, you know what I mean. It was some of these people who played the Steelers were a little bit too gung-ho.
No, I get that. I thought it was the other way around, that some of the Steelers, because they're so competitive. In those situations, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I think the games I saw, at least, they were able to dial it back a little bit. Can you imagine Limits on the court against the Steelers? He'd be diving for loose balls. He would be taking charges, wouldn't you,
Limits? And he also would be trash-talking, I suspect.
He'd be trash-talking. I've seen him out there with the Pitt players.
I don't know. If Brett Kiesel is running into me and I have to stand there, I think I might just completely fall flat over.
Yeah, that may have been a poor example. Yeah. I did not see anybody attempt to take a charge on him.
I'll be shooting a lot of threes.
Jerry Dulac's chat is out before we get to Dan Zangrilli, top of the hour. And he remains adamant, Bob, that there will be no Shedeur Sanders. He just completely cuts that off at the pass. Somebody says to him, Shedeur Sanders, Derek Harmon, Kenneth Grant, who do you believe the Steelers take between these three at 21? Dulac's answer, and I quote, not Sanders. How about that?
I'm not surprised. I mean, I that's why I look at it, too. They need real big help on their defensive line, and there's some really good potential
people
there. But
that's not an opinion. That's him saying they're not taking Sanders.
I think that's an opinion.
No, that's reporting.
But he's done that before on certain things, and it hasn't worked out that way.
Well, he did. Well, that's because sometimes sources might not be accurate. Like on Pickett, he said zero chance on Pickett, but his sources said that, really.
Well, he didn't say his story. That was from his response.
Yeah.
Now, if you think that source is fine, but it could be that he just doesn't believe it at all after everything he hears.
Somebody else says, I'm starting to think that Shedeur Sanders, these talks are smoke screens. What's your opinion? Dulac, very perceptive. So tell me more about the smoke screen. I have a small brain, Bob. What is Tomlin setting when he's praising Shedeur? What's the smoke screen?
Well,
who's it designed to fool and why if he's not taking a quarterback anyway?
If he's doing it to make them think that the Steelers are interested in Shedeur Sanders, and a lot of people have come to that conclusion, that maybe he will force somebody's hand into taking Shedeur Sanders so that somebody else he may want drops to him. I don't know.
A defensive lineman, for example.
Or another quarterback like your friend Jackson Dart. I don't know.
Well, the next question is from Trey to Dulac. Who do the Steelers like in more in your eyes, Dart or Sanders? Dulac said, I don't think it's going to matter. He doesn't think they're taking a quarterback.
No, and I don't either. So I'm on the same page with him on that. But then I don't know what the gamesmanship is, other than Mike Tomlin seems to take great delight in throwing people off. He talked about it yesterday. And I think the Malik Willis was the best example.
Well, he
of it.
Sure has thrown people off by not competing in one playoff game in 10 years, right?
Yeah, but in this
they haven't
in this
been
context,
competitive
I
in
think
one.
That's these guys, and maybe Jerry Jones is doing the same thing down there in Dallas. I don't know what he's up to, bringing out things that he wants people to talk about.
That's interesting. Now
that may not be true. I don't know.
He said there are big trades in the works, and a lot of people talking about George Pickens maybe going to Dallas. Dulac is asked by a man named John. Do you think George Pickens is getting a contract extension since he is not getting traded? Dulac says, nope. And who said he's not getting traded? They have until November to do so. I still think there's a good chance that George Pickens gets traded. I think we've all lost our minds. I think that time sometimes...
That's also part of the misdirection stuff. They made it sound like he's not going anywhere. And for now, he may not be. But in the long scheme of things, they may have a different opinion.
Or for now, he may be. I think that time tends to soften, you know, what our perceptions. And the George Pickens year did not end well. We all remember the Bengals home game. And I think we all remember them...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Renewing his contract, Bob, but bringing in another guy to be their number one receiver. They gave their receiver money to DK Metcalf, right, and essentially told him, you're our guy, which by extension is telling Pickens, you're not. And call me crazy, Bob, But based on George Pickens' history here, I'm imagining he might not handle that very well or very maturely.
Well, listen, you know, I mean, if his aspirations are to be a quote number one, then no, this is not the right place, and neither would be Dallas.
Of course those are his aspirations. Okay. He thinks...
If he is, then something's going to happen, or he better understand that he doesn't have that role. I think T. Higgins once thought he was a number one, had to settle for number two, but he still got a lot of money. Maybe not as much as Ja'Marr Chase. At some point, you have to deal with the reality of the situation, and I think that's part of what George Pickens has to go through. He has to understand where he is, why the money was given to DK Metcalf. There's a longer history of success there, and deal with it.
Well, he's not going to. I don't think he is anyway. That's not my bet, which is why I think the Steelers, there's still a decent chance he could be traded this week. I think there's a decent chance of that. Do you?
I wouldn't rule that out only because I think they really do covet these picks, and they had to give up a two for Metcalf. They may want to get somehow that back, and it may take more than George Pickens. You know, I don't know that you can get a two for George Pickens.
Holy ostrich milk.
Do you think you could?
Probably not.
Three.
No, but, you know, the whole half the thing with avoiding picking or with trading picking more is avoiding the distraction, the blow up, the moping, the whining, the erupting. That happened before they announced to the world that he's not their guy and that somebody else is.
And that happened in that Kansas City game where he showed up very late.
Come on. Yeah, and then didn't run a pattern and may have caused an interception. And then we saw Mike Tomlin completely absolve him of it. And when somebody asked Arthur Smith what happened on that play, what was Pickens supposed to do on that play, Smith's answer very memorably was, not that. Remember?
I do remember that quote, yes.
As I was mentioning, Bob, holy ostrich milk. Bill in L.A. asked Dulac, can you milk an ostrich, Bob?
I'm not going to answer that because I have no idea. And if I say yes, I know what people will say back. So
limits.
Don't even ask.
Okay.
No idea.
Pretend I didn't ask. Bill in LA. What do you think the Steelers believe Mason Rudolph's weaknesses and limitations to be? Dulac, he's not a legit running threat. Otherwise, none. What? Mason has no weaknesses or limitations, Bob, other than he can't run. That sounds like Tom Brady. So hold on a second here. He's good. He's good throwing. Like, he's good. He's good on broken plays. He's good making something out of nothing. He's got great pocket presence.
I think he does have good, not great, but good pocket presence. I think we saw that in those games at the end of the year 2 years ago. He stayed in there, took hits to make plays. The one that sticks out to me is one to Pickens in the Seattle game. He took a hit just as he released the ball, but he was not afraid to stay in there.
Surely you're not endorsing the idea that running, he has no weaknesses or limitations?
No, I wouldn't agree with that. What I'm saying is he does have good pocket presence. If I'm highlighting what he does best, that would be it. You know, he's not afraid to stay in there and make plays and step up to make the play.
Well, that's part of pocket presence. The other one is processing the game. I would say I don't consider that to be a strength either, honestly. Big moments, things like that. I don't know, man. That seems to be way over the top. If that's the case, then he should be their starter. Because that person asked, what do you think the Steelers believe Rudolph's weaknesses and limitations to be? He says he's not a legit running threat, otherwise none. So if he's not a running threat, but otherwise he's basically perfect, no weaknesses or even limitations, then why are they courting Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, they have a perfect quarterback other than he can't run.
Well, I don't think the plan, again, I think the plan at the beginning of the offseason had nothing to do with Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers. I think this plan has developed this way because of things they were not able to get done.
This is incorrigible, Bob. Yes.
There's no way that you came into this.
They're scrambling. They're desperate.
January and said, we're going to go after Rodgers and Rudolph. Yes. I just don't think that. But it is where they are, so they have to
this is like
move
when
on
Ron,
proceedingly.
When Ron was looking for a prom date, Bob, nobody said yes. And at some point, he was just scrambling. And he wound up with Gretchen, and she puked on the porch after they went to the prom together, and it forever
what
became known.
What was the source of the throwing up? Was
it for, well, I don't know if it was.
Or was it just being with Ron? Thank you, Ron, for laughing at that, because I didn't call you stupid.
That's why it became forever known as the Retchen for Gretchen episode, Bob. It didn't
is
go
that
well.
Right? Is that yeah. what it was called?
Yeah.
He called it well. That?
No, I labeled it that when he told me the story.
Okay.
But this is similar to that. Like, you know, all right, I'm so desperate now, it doesn't matter. Please, I need a prom date, you know? I'll go with anybody. That's what they look like to the rest of the league right now.
Well, we'll see what happens after Thursday and Friday, Saturday. I want to see how this all plays out and what they're doing with it. And it'll tell you a lot about where they're going to go with regard to the quarterback, I think.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.